A city skyline. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. A train passes by city buildings. People ice skate in a park. Title, A Wish for Christmas. Lighted buildings stand in the city at dusk. An ACW production. Credits, Lacey Chabert, Paul Green, Andrea Brooks, Colleen Wheeler. People enter a building. Sarah holds the door for a man.
Oh, let me get that for you.
Oh, thanks.
Sure.
People rush in behind him as she continues to hold the door. She gets pushed inside.
Thank you.
She carries a tray of coffees. People walk down a hallway. She bumps into people as they crowd into an elevator.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, hi, could you just please hold the elevator? Could you?
Sorry.
The elevator door closes. She stands outside. Molly walks up to her.
Ah, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi, Molly.
Thanks so much for waiting.
There you go.
Oh, you're a saint. Hey, were you able to do a quick pass on the Miller account?
I'm so sorry, Molly. I've just been so busy.
Just a quick punch up?
Sure. Yeah, you know what? I can do it after lunch.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Frankly, the way things are going, Christmas is turning into one big giant headache. I know. Christmas isn't all it's cracked up to be. I've tried to make it work. If you don't like it, then maybe you should talk to him.
They get in the elevator.
I have to go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brian with a bike.
Oh.
Christmas is not happening. I'm sorry.
The elevator door closes.
Did I hear that correct, boss? Because I got 5 employees coming into work on Christmas, but if that's not happening...
What? No, that's not what I meant. No, it's happening.
Oh.
Sarah hands Brian a coffee.
Oh, best coworker ever.
You're welcome, Brian.
So, are you going to be at the party tonight, boss?
Yeah, it's my company's party.
Of course, I mean, no question there.
Peter looks at Sarah.
What's that?
It's a Secret Santa gift for the party tonight, which I can't wait for. I mean, I just love Christmas, especially Christmas parties, you know? Just so, so fun.
Okay. Great. All right, I'll see you both there.
Brian and Peter walk out. Brian wears mistletoe on his bike helmet.
Get rid of it.
Oh, come on, boss. A little mistletoe never hurt anybody.
The women walk out.
I cannot believe I just rambled on like that in front of him.
You don't say.
Secret Santa present for the party, which I can't wait for. Very excited. Yep, I love Christmas. You know how nervous I get. Ugh. I mean, especially around him. I think I've said 5 words to the guy the whole entire time I've worked here.
He is so cute.
Molly! What? I can't call our boss handsome?
It's too bad he's so uptight.
I mean, you heard what he said to Brian. He's making Brian's team work on Christmas again. 2nd year in a row. That's just awful. Oh, so the Miller thing. Any chance you could get to it sooner?
Tell me again why I'm working on your project.
Because I respect your opinion. Think of it as a compliment.
I'll get to it this afternoon. I just have to finish my stuff first, but I promise.
This morning would be better. By like a lot.
Okay, no problem.
Great.
Sarah, my office, now.
Fingers officially crossed. Thanks.
Sarah gets up from her desk and goes to the director of marketing's office.
Where's my Wilson Taylor file? My meeting's in an hour. Where is my layout?
Oh, I emailed it to you yesterday. Did you not get it?
I'm not seeing it.
Oh.
She walks over to his desk.
There's your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
She scrolls through emails. She clicks on an email with the subject Wilson Taylor, Christmas 365.
It's right there. It was emailed at 10:15 a.m. yesterday. You must have put it in the trash by mistake.
Fine.
That's all for now. Oh, wait a second. What's this? Wilson Taylor Christmas 365. This isn't what I asked for.
It's Christmas 365. It's a new marketing campaign I've been working on. Christmas is the most fun time of year, right? So it's about keeping the spirit of Christmas alive 365 days a year. The spirit of family and love and remembering what's most important. I just thought with all of his brands and companies that the Wilson Taylor Group would be a perfect fit. What I'm proposing is we take all of his individual websites and create this exciting new community and combine that with an innovative new loyalty program that...
Did I ask for this? Oh, no, that's right, I didn't. You're a junior web designer, Sarah. You understand that concept, don't you? Me, director of marketing, you, junior web designer.
Of course, but if you would just let me finish.
I mean, you throw me ideas, I take them, we spitball, we collaborate, I send them back to you, but at the end of the day, we know whose ideas they are. Does that make sense?
But...
Just give me a heads up next time you send them over, and remember, let's leave the big picture stuff to me.
Of course, sorry.
You didn't know.
She turns around and leaves the room. Christmas lights twinkle on the tree outside.
Leave the big picture stuff to me. He said that? He actually said that.
He did. And that's not even the worst of it. The worst part is, I just stood there and I said nothing. I mean, I can't believe I let him treat me that way.
You've got to learn to stand up for yourself, my friend. Be more assertive.
Sarah hands a woman her coat.
Here. Thank you.
The woman hands her a ticket.
Great. You know, I am just going to go in there. And I'm going to put Dirk in his place, and I'm going to tell him that I'm done being a doormat.
You most definitely should.
Never mind. It's not going to make a difference anyway. Okay, look. Let's just drop it for tonight, okay?
It's Christmas, and we're at a Christmas party. Best time of the year, right?
You're right. It is. You know, I'll just drop it for now.
Good. Now tomorrow, next week, we can talk about what a slimeball Dirk is. Deal?
Deal. This place is just spectacular looking.
That's my girl.
They walk upstairs. Garlands decorate the banisters.
Hello.
People mingle. Courtney stands at a microphone.
And so it gives me great pleasure to welcome the man who has built this company into what it is today. Our founder and CEO, the one and only, Peter Williams.
Peter walks up to the microphone.
Thank you, everyone, for making this year a great one. It's because of each and every one of you that this company has had the success that it has. Now, as most of you know, we have been working round the clock developing a pitch for the Wilson Taylor Group. And I'm very excited to announce that Dirk has brought me a pitch that is even making me a fan of Christmas. It's an idea that's dedicated to keeping the spirit of Christmas alive every day of the year. He calls it Holidays 365.
Sarah stares.
Dirk, come on up here. Take a bow.
Molly frowns. Dirk walks up to the microphone.
In fact, I am so excited about this. I've invited Dirk to come with me to Seattle to bring the idea to Mr. Wilson Taylor himself. So, thank you, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Dirk nods at Sarah. She stares at him.
Okay, everybody. Enough shop talk. This is a party. And it's time now for our annual Secret Santa gift exchange. Merry Christmas to you all. Enjoy.
Molly fakes a smile and claps.
Hey. Thank you.
I'm gonna go.
What? No, don't go.
I'm fine. Honest. Just have fun.
Sarah leaves. Molly opens her mouth to say something. She frowns. Sarah walks downstairs. Santa appears.
Oh.
I'm sorry, miss. I didn't mean to startle you. But you forgot your present. And I chose it just for you.
Oh. Really?
He hands her a card with the text, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. And Merry Christmas to you.
Of course. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Santa smiles and walks away. Sarah continues down the stairs. Molly runs after her.
Hey! What are you doing? I'm stopping you from leaving a perfectly good party just to sulk and go home. No, that's not what I'm doing. Please. I've known you since the 7th grade. I know you better than you know you. Did you hear what Peter just said? Dirk stole my pitch. I mean, he took my work and just passed it off as his own. I know. I mean, the nerve of Dirk. Hey, who does that? It's just wrong. It is wrong. What can I say that you don't already know? Dirk has no integrity. It's not like he hasn't done it before. I just want you to stop, calm down, take a deep breath. You can't let him ruin your day and night. Having someone steal your work is awful. I get it. And I'm sorry it happened. What do you got there? Oh, it's my gift from Santa. Ooh, Secret Santa. Well, come on then, let's check it out. Who knows? Maybe it is a coupon for a spa day. Well, after this day.
Sarah opens the card. It reads, Merry Christmas. This coupon entitles you to one free wish.
Huh. Well, what is it? Was I right?
She hands the card to Molly. Molly reads it.
Merry Christmas. This coupon entitles you to one free wish. Whatever you wish for, your heart's deepest desire is about to come true. But be forewarned, it will only come true for the next 48 hours. Huh. Wow. No Hawaii, no spa day, not even a lousy mani-pedi. Yeah, I can barely contain my excitement. Think maybe you should have a little word with your Secret Santa. Yeah, I'll get right on that. Go back to the party. Oh, come on, you're coming too. Just for a few minutes.
Someone passes by.
Is that Mark? Oh, go. Okay. You're right behind me, right? I'm not gonna stay, but I will come back for an eggnog. Just one. Promise? Promise. Okay. Holding you to it.
Molly dashes away. Sarah looks at the card. Santa appears.
Not too crazy about your present, I gather.
How did you... I'm sorry, I just... After the day I've had, I'm not much into wishes right now. You should give it to someone else.
Oh, doesn't work that way, I'm afraid. That one's for you, and you alone.
That's very kind, but really.
So what would it be? If you did want to wish for something, if you could have anything at all.
If I wanted to wish for something?
I'd like to know.
Well?
They sit down.
If I wanted to wish for something, I think I would wish to have courage for a change.
Really?
Yes, really. I would wish that I could be brave. I wish I could stand up for myself and stop letting people treat me like I'm a pushover. I wish I was strong enough to speak up when I felt I had an opinion that needed to be heard.
Well, that's a lot of wishes.
Sorry. I mean, you asked.
Funny. You don't strike me as a person who lacks courage.
Really? I don't know what to tell you, but I do.
Well, that's a pretty tall order. You sure you don't want to ask for something a little simpler? $1 million, maybe?
No.
She shakes her head.
No, I think that's what I really want.
I guess I'll talk to my elves and see what they can do.
They stand up.
Fantastic. You do that.
Okay, then. Then I wish you a Merry Christmas again, Sarah.
You too. Thank you.
Santa watches her as she walks away and goes upstairs. He sits back down. Guest dance upstairs. Sarah re-enters the party.
I'm happy you came back.
One eggnog. That's it. That's all. Okay? So glad you didn't fail on me.
They look at Dirk.
Look at him. So smug.
He dances with Courtney. Sarah stares at him. She walks towards him.
No, Sarah,
Sarah, what are you doing?
She approaches Dirk. He stops dancing.
Huh. What's wrong, Sarah? Something you want to say?
You know what, Dirk? I actually do have something I want to say.
He furrows his brow.
It really bothers me that you treat me with zero respect. I have been a creative and supportive subordinate to you. I've given you so many ideas and made you look so good. And to see you stand up there tonight and take my idea and pretend like it's your own, that's just not right. You know that idea wasn't yours.
Party guests turn and look at them.
Now, Sarah, let's think before we speak.
Did you think that if you called it, what, Holiday 365 instead of Christmas 365, that I wouldn't notice?
Do I need to remind you who you're speaking to?
You may have fooled everyone else, Dirk, but you and I both know what you did tonight.
Wow. I gotta say, I am shocked, Sarah, and...
Peter approaches them.
What's going on here?
It's nothing, Peter, really. I can handle it.
Hi, Peter. What's going on here is I'm done with Dirk taking my work and passing it off as his own. I'm a team player, and I understand that part of my job is giving creative suggestions to my boss. But enough is enough. 85% of his proposals are my proposals. I mean, if it's not Taylor's Holiday 365 or the Quincy proposal or...
The Parker thing.
Or the Parker thing.
And the Hunter's pitch, their entire campaign.
Yes, the Hunter's pitch. That was mine, too. Thank you, Molly.
Molly nods. Dirk's lip twitches. Party guests raise their eyebrows and look at each other.
I'm sorry for making a scene at your party, but I can't work for Dirk if this is how I'm going to be treated. I'm sorry, I just can't. Yeah.
Sarah and Molly turn around and walk away.
Wow. Peter, I am sorry. I will take care of this.
Peter looks at him. Molly runs after Sarah.
Sarah! Sarah! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Are you okay?
I am done with people treating me like I am a sucker.
Oh, come on. People don't think you're a sucker.
They do, Molly. You do, Molly.
What? No, I don't treat you...
No, I love you. I really do. But it's not a compliment to ask me to do your work. And it's more than a favor when you ask me to bring coffee for you and everyone else in the office every day. And just because I say yes, that doesn't mean that... I am so sorry. I don't know why I said that.
No. You're right. I have been treating you like that. I have been taking advantage of you. Sarah, I'm so sorry.
Molly, I don't know what's happening to me. I just feel so different. I've never felt this way before. It's like I'm unstoppable. It's like... No. No way. That's not possible.
What?
Did my wish come true? When you left, I was talking to that Santa guy, and... I wished that I could be brave.
Santa.
I wished that I would have courage for a change. I wish that I would stop letting people just walk all over me. And it's like all of a sudden I just feel... I feel fearless. It's like if I have something I feel I need to say, I'm gonna say it. I mean, crazy as it sounds, I think my wish came true.
People walk into the office building. Sarah packs things at her desk.
What are you doing? After last night, I'm fairly certain I don't have a job anymore.
Well, what if you talk to Peter? Try explaining it a bit. Or apologize to Dirk, maybe?
I have nothing to apologize for. I don't think this is the right place for me anymore.
Are you sure about that?
I am.
Molly stares at her. Sarah picks up a box of her things and walks away. Molly sits down. She furrows her brow. Sarah passes by Peter's office.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You heard the title right. It's Christmas 365. Christmas. Mm-hmm.
She walks away.
Okay, listen. Thank you so much. I have got to call you back. Bye-bye.
Peter runs after her.
Sarah, I'm glad I caught you. Listen, I have to talk to you.
I really don't think we have much to talk about.
Well, if you just hear me out, there. You're leaving?
I am. I don't think this company is the right fit for me anymore.
Right, that's why
I... And I am so sorry if I caused you any grief by having that confrontation with Dirk at the party last night.
No, I understand.
But just for the record, the pitch was mine. Christmas 365. It was my idea. So, good luck with it, and Merry Christmas.
She turns around and walks away. Mistletoe hangs from the ceiling.
Brian?
Yeah, boss.
Brian comes over. Peter points at the mistletoe and pats Brian's shoulder.
Boss?
Peter catches Sarah at the elevator door.
I thought your pitch was brilliant.
Well, how did you...
Stairs.
Oh.
Listen, I believe you. I know that this was your pitch. Which is why I'm not taking it to Wilson Taylor without you. Which is also why I have a huge favor to ask you, and I know this is completely last minute, but is there any chance you could come to Seattle with me? As in today. As in our flight leaves in 2 hours.
But I mean, last night at the party, I made such a scene, and this is me with my stuff walking out of the building, because I assumed
don't. Please don't resign.
But what about Dirk?
Dirk is no longer with the company.
Oh. Okay, so let me just get this straight. You just want my help with this project?
I want your help with this project, but I also want you to continue working for me, Sarah. Wilson Taylor is just the start. From what I've seen, you really understand marketing, not just web design. And you need to be the one presenting Christmas 365. And after that, if we're successful, there's a director of marketing position that needs to be filled.
Hey, boss, can you sign this?
And just so we're clear, this does come with a pay raise. Fairly significant.
Brian raises his eyebrows.
Okay, well, there would be some visual aids that I would need.
Whatever you need.
And, I mean, Christmas is in 2 days. I have to be back so I can be with my mom and sister.
Done. It's done.
Really? Then, okay. Great, I'm in. Oh, and one more thing. You should wear your navy suit. It's your best look. It really brings out your baby blue eyes.
Molly's mouth hangs open.
Yeah, okay. I guess I could do that. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Molly, can you bring me to the airport? Because I'll explain in the car. Yeah, sure. Great. Okay.
Sarah and Molly walk away.
My baby blue eyes?
I don't know. Kind of more aquamarine to me. You weren't asking me about your eyes.
No.
Could you sign this, boss?
He hands Peter a clipboard with a sheet of paper. Peter signs it.
They're kind of sky blue.
Planes sit at their gates at the airport. People walk inside with luggage. Sarah holds the Christmas card.
I'm so worried. What happens when this thing runs out? I mean, I'm gonna need this courage to do this pitch. Don't worry, you still have, what, 32 hours? Yeah, and your pitch is later today. It's more than enough time. You've got this. I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. Yeah. Oh, hi.
Oh. Hi. Thank you for coming so fast. I really appreciate this. We should hurry.
All right, I'll be back by Christmas.
Hey.
Sarah and Molly hug.
Maybe you could actually buy me a gift this year.
Goodness, I can't wait until after Christmas when this whole wish thing is over.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Sarah and Peter enter the airport. A plane takes off on an overcast day. Peter and Sarah sit next to each other on the plane.
I'm impressed. Seriously.
Sarah smiles.
Take that as a compliment, especially coming from a man who just yesterday said Christmas isn't happening. I mean, not that I was eavesdropping. I really wasn't, but we were in an elevator.
Okay. Well, you're kind of misquoting me. I mean, hearing one side of a partial conversation is sort of like reading into a text message. It does not a meaning make.
Fair enough. You know, it's kind of funny that you're so excited about a
pitch about Christmas, but you don't even like Christmas.
I don't like Christmas? Well, that's why I hire people like you. If my employees are excited, then I'm excited. I mean, it's basic rules to a successful business. And you are wearing snowman earrings, after all. I feel Christmas 365 is probably in good hands.
Right?
Right now, I want to hear if there's any concerns you have.
Wilson Taylor, what's he like?
Oh, Wilson Taylor is a shark. The man is notoriously difficult. He didn't make his billions being Mr. Nice Guy. When we're dealing with this guy, we have got to bring our A-game.
A-game. Got it.
Listen, there's something that I feel like I need to share with you since we're going to be doing this pitch together. We need this account.
Okay. I mean, I assumed that...
Our sales have been flat the last two quarters. I don't want to have to lay people off. I hate doing that.
We move over the Space Needle from above. People walk around in the lobby of an office building. Signed by door, Wilson Taylor, CEO.
Mr. Taylor sends his regrets, but he's decided to go with someone else.
He does realize we flew all the way from Chicago just for this meeting, right?
We apologize for any inconvenience, but the decision has just been made.
Well, can you at least tell us who he gave the account to?
I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to discuss that at this time.
I think you can realize how important this is to us. I mean, we flew...
There's nothing I can do. Now, if you'll excuse me.
She stares at the receptionist.
We're not leaving until we meet with Mr. Taylor.
I'm sorry? You either tell us where he is or we'll just go find him ourselves. I find it extremely disrespectful that he would go with someone else without calling to cancel with us first. Here we are. We have a meeting scheduled. That's just the bottom line.
I'm not sure what to tell you except that Mr. Taylor is a very busy man.
I can assure you we have a pitch we believe your boss is not going to want to miss. It'll be worth his while. I promise you.
The receptionist looks back and forth at them. Peter smiles slightly.
Will you excuse me?
The receptionist walks away.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just came out. I just couldn't.
This is Wilson Taylor. He's notorious for this.
Yeah. I apologize.
The receptionist comes back.
Oh, here she is. Good news. Mr. Taylor has agreed to see you. But I'm afraid he has already left for a Christmas getaway. Do you know the town of White Ridge?
Sarah looks at Peter.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
He's in the main lodge. He'll see you at 2. You have been extremely helpful, Megan. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
She smiles at them.
Is it far away?
It's up at the ski hill. We can make it if we hurry. But we're going to need a car.
Let's go.
Seattle buildings stand in the fog. Sign, Pacific Coast Car Rental.
You believe this guy? We come all the way out here and he wasn't even going to see us. Now he expects us to drive up to a ski lodge? It's Wilson Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. I guess when you're a gazillionaire, you figure you can treat people any way you please.
They hold umbrellas.
Well, it's a thing.
Really? Is it before or after a gazillionaire?
Before.
Well, I don't care if you are a gazillionaire. You don't treat people like this.
Try telling that to him. We better hurry up.
In order for me to give you a car, I need to see your name on the reservation. I don't know what to do for you.
I want to go home now, Mama.
I know, sweetie, I know. Just a few more minutes.
I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing I can do.
It's Christmas. We're just trying to get home.
I don't see your name. And I don't have any more cars. Sorry, folks.
You got a ton of cars in your lot.
It's Christmas time, the busiest time of the year. They're all reserved. I hope you have a reservation.
Sarah looks at Peter.
No.
I understand this isn't your problem, but it's our problem. We're stuck here with all of these gifts. And
hi.
As I said.
Hi there.
I like your earring.
Oh, thank you.
My name is Sarah. What's yours?
Amy.
Amy? Well, it's very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Sarah. We're gonna miss Christmas. Santa won't know where to find me.
We're gonna miss Christmas.
You can try and call a reservation. See if they can deliver a car. Something like that, but I can't handle that right now. I got my own problem.
Excuse me. Hank?
That's the name.
Sarah, you really have to...
You do realize that it's Christmas Eve tomorrow night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see you have this little girl here. Wouldn't you like her to be home for Christmas? You know, so Santa can find her.
Peter sighs.
I have rules to follow, miss.
I'm sure you do, but those rules can be bent just a little. You just this once.
Please, mister.
The mother looks at him. He smiles.
I mean...
I'll go get the keys.
Yay!
That's the last car, folks. Sorry.
Okay, let's go.
Amy, her mother, and the man walk away.
I'm impressed.
Honestly, I am too.
We really gotta go.
They exit. Sarah walks out of the rental car office. Amy's mother shuts the car door.
I can't thank you guys enough, really.
Are you all set?
Yes, I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you did not have to do that for us.
Of course, it's Christmas. Everyone should be home for the holidays.
Well, what are you guys gonna do? They're all booked up in there.
I am trying to find us a car right now.
Well, where are you headed?
To White Ridge.
Well, why don't you hop in? We're headed right through there.
Oh, no. We don't want to slow you down.
Oh, nonsense. Amy, what do you think about us giving these two nice people a ride?
No, Sarah, step beside me.
Amy takes Sarah's hand.
I guess that means you're in the front.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
They drive down a winding road through a snowy landscape. They arrive at a ski lodge. Peter gets out of the car. Skiers walk out of the lodge.
Merry Christmas, both of you. We are so appreciative. Peter, too.
So are we. Merry Christmas to you.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Sarah waves.
Take care, thank you.
Bye.
The woman drives away.
Yeah, I know. I realize that we're late. Yeah, I explained what happened. We are literally right outside. We're like a minute away. Uh-huh, sure, I'll hold. They're canceling on us.
What?
Apparently Mr. Taylor doesn't take too kindly to people being late.
Apologize to them and tell them we appreciate the value of Mr. Taylor's time, but we've come a very long way and we are not leaving without having our meeting.
Yeah, I can't tell her that.
You should tell her that.
No way.
Really, you should say it.
Yeah, hi, Megan. Still here.
Please, let me try. Let me try. Please, give me the phone.
Could you hold on a second?
He gives Sarah the phone.
Megan, hi, yes, it's Sarah Thomas. Listen, we are so sorry for being late, and we appreciate the value of Mr. Taylor's time, but we've come a very long way, and we're just not leaving until we have our meeting. Yes, I can hold. Okay, so she wasn't wild about that. So what? We don't get a Christmas card. Big deal. I'm here. Yes, we can... She hung up.
She hands the phone back to him.
It's okay, right? You tried.
But she did push our meeting till tomorrow morning. You're welcome.
Peter smiles. He high-fives her. A car drives down a winding road. Peter gets out of the car at White Ridge Inn. Sarah stands at the entrance.
Okay, thank you.
The car backs out.
We're all set. The rental car's on its way, and Courtney said she'll have us on a flight out tomorrow afternoon. I'm gonna get you home for Christmas, I promise.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thanks for sticking with me on this.
Of course. Yeah, I'm just happy that our pitch is still a go. Listen, if I was a little pushy back there, it's
It's just that recently I sort of feel like when I want to speak my mind, I just feel...
You saved the pitch.
Good.
She smiles.
So your mom and your sister, and you get together every Christmas?
Oh, of course. Yeah, my mom goes all out. I mean, getting ready for Christmas is half the fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you should try it sometime.
I'll consider it.
Okay.
She turns around to go inside. Peter stands still.
You coming?
Yes, coming.
Alrighty.
They walk inside. The bed and breakfast is decorated with Christmas garlands.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
Hello, I'll be right with you.
A snowman figurine sits on a table.
Yes, festive.
Welcome to White Ridge Inn. Peter, is that you?
Brandt.
Oh, they hug.
Hi, my friend.
Good to see you, Brandt.
Good to see you.
Brandt, this is my colleague, Sarah.
Hi, Brandt.
Oh, hello, colleague Sarah. It's pleased to meet you. So you're home for the holidays?
No, we're just here for business, actually. We've got a meeting tomorrow, and then we head straight back.
Really? You're not staying for Christmas? Come on, nobody does Christmas like your folks.
Yeah. Look, the town's all booked up this close to Christmas. You wouldn't happen to have a couple extra rooms, would you?
Yeah, I'm sure we could figure something out. Anything for family. But you're not staying with your parents?
Not this time. We can't stay long, so.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you grow up in White Ridge?
Yeah. I didn't mention that?
No, I don't believe you did.
Huh. Surprise.
Tell you what, put your bags down. Let me check on some things. Give me 5 minutes and we'll figure something out.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Brandt walks away.
All right.
A car pulls up in front of the inn. Peter, Sarah, and Brandt walk out onto the porch. A woman gets out of the car.
Well, I gotta tell you, it is so good to see you.
You too.
They hug.
So good.
Peter?
Hey, look who's here.
I can't believe it's you. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
You too. Sarah, Aunt Lizzie, she owns a place.
Oh, hi, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. I can't believe you surprised us for Christmas.
Oh, no, it's just a business trip. We can't stay, Lizzie.
Well, listen, I'm heading over to your folks. Got a big night planned. Gonna decorate some cookies and help your folks pick out a tree. It's kind of a tradition in our family. You are planning on coming, right?
No, actually, we're not. But we'll do it another time.
Peter, you should come. You're more than welcome. Both of you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because I think it sounds like so much fun.
Why don't we all just move on, yeah?
That's all we're asking for, Peter. It's time to let it go.
That's not what I meant. Not today.
It's Christmas. I think we should go. And you know what? If you don't want to, maybe I'll join you. Assuming that's okay.
Yes, of course. You'd be more than welcome.
Great. I love the holidays. I mean, don't you? And decorating cookies is so fun.
We have to work on a pitch.
Where is your Christmas spirit? Work can wait.
Actually, no, it can't.
Lizzie gives him a look.
What if we're back by 10? And we are pitching Christmas. I mean, come on. Think of it as... it's homework.
Peter looks at Lizzie. She tilts her head and smiles.
8. We have to be back at 8.
Deal. Let's go.
They pull up to a red house surrounded by a white picket fence.
All right, here we are. Don't worry, it'll be okay.
Peter looks at the house and furrows his brow. A woman comes out of the house. Lizzie smiles at Sarah. They get out of the car.
I don't believe it. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Merry Christmas.
It is so good to see you.
They hug. Sarah and Lizzie smile. Peter's dad comes to the door. Peter looks at him. His dad doesn't smile. He walks away. Sarah stares at him. They stand outside.
Mom, this is Sarah. We work together.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Sarah.
Well, Mrs. Williams.
Oh, please, call me Barb. Now, come on in. I've already made the cocoa.
I don't think so, Mom. I think
I think that sounds lovely. Thank you.
Come on, honey.
The women go inside. Peter pauses for a moment before joining them. Cups of cocoa decorated with marshmallow snowmen and candy canes sit on a tray.
Wow, your home is just beautiful.
Well, my sister knows how to do Christmas right.
Thank you. We are very festive.
This is for me? Oh, this is delicious. Oh, so adorable.
Yeah, Mom's cocoa is basically famous.
Aw.
Barb gives Peter a kiss on the cheek.
Aww. All right, where are those cookies?
Oh, yes, now have a seat. Take off your coats. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to sit right here.
Peter looks around nervously. They decorate cookies.
Okay, here we are, folks. Help yourselves to what you need.
I mean, you guys really know how to do Christmas.
Well, get to it, honey. You love decorating cookies.
You know, it's been a really long time. So, I think I'm just going to supervise. You guys are doing great. I mean, for the record, I haven't done anything like this since I was a little kid, so.
Oh, well, let me ask you. Are you planning on eating some of these cookies?
Maybe.
Then get to it. You don't decorate the cookies, you don't eat them.
Would you mind if I grab some more hot chocolate?
Oh, no, of course not. Let me help you.
No. You're knee-deep in icing. I can grab it.
Okay, well, it's in the pot on the stove in the kitchen.
Thanks.
Sarah gets up. Barb raises her eyebrows and smiles. Peter gives a pained smile. Sarah walks into the kitchen.
Honey, is that you?
Peter's dad watches TV.
Oh, sorry, I'm actually not,
Oh, hello. You must have come with, my...
Peter.
I did. Mr. Williams, I'm Sarah Thomas. I work with your son.
He nods.
Sorry to have bothered you.
Could you ask my wife to save me some of her cookies? There's none better.
Sure, but don't you want to join us?
Thanks. I prefer to watch the game.
Well, I must tell you, you are missing out on the fun. It's family tradition. Don't you want to see your son?
Young lady, you're wading into some pretty deep waters, and I'd appreciate it if you kept your nose out of my family's affairs.
Sarah stares at him.
I'm sorry. I know I should mind my own business. You don't seem to be a Packers fan, but I'm not going to hold that against you.
He crosses his arms.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. Is that a moose on a toboggan or something?
Kind of looks like a duck to me.
It's a Christmas tree. How do you not see that?
He wipes green icing on a cookie.
Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should go and talk to your father.
If he wants to talk to me, he can come in here.
Barb furrows her brow.
It's been 2 years, honey. 2 years since I've been able to have the family together during Christmas. Do you remember what Christmases used to be like?
Maybe he shouldn't have picked Christmas Eve dinner to give me an ultimatum on my future.
Barb nods. She looks down. A football game plays on TV.
You like football?
Oh, Green Bay, born and bred. Oh. Yeah, my dad taught me everything he knew. Some of my happiest memories are going to the games with him. Just spending time together, you know, just the two of us.
Nothing like a little parent-child bonding at a game, cheering the good guys on.
Yeah.
They smile.
That's the thing, though. My dad's not around anymore.
Oh.
We lost him 6 years ago. Just No warning. You know, completely out of the blue.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. Look, I know that we don't know each other, and this is probably really out of bounds, but I just have to say that whatever it is between you two, I hope you can let it go.
So, tell us about Sarah.
Barb smiles.
What about her?
She seems lovely.
Yeah. I mean, she's... I don't know that much about her, actually. I mean, what? We work together.
And you know nothing about her?
Well, no, I mean, she's smart, and she's really, really great at her job.
And she's attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, I might have noticed that, but we're colleagues. I am not going to jeopardize our business relationship even entertaining this. So I certainly don't want her to think that I'm hitting on her.
Okay, fine, fair enough.
It's Christmas.
Well, I'm sure Peter's Christmases in Chicago are good enough these days, so.
He works. Peter, your son, he actually, he's worked every Christmas for the past couple of years.
On Christmas?
Yeah. Which is too bad, because he has this, it's really wonderful, loving family that he should be with.
He stares straight ahead and furrows his brow.
It was really nice meeting you. Enjoy the game.
He nods.
Oh, and I'll get you those cookies.
She stands up and leaves the room. He frowns.
Okay, fine, fair enough.
Just when's the last time you dated, sweetheart?
Sarah walks in.
Hi.
She sits back down.
You go all the way to the North Pole for that cocoa?
Is that a joke? Wait a second, did I just hear a Christmas joke out of Peter Williams?
Yeah, don't get used to it.
They smile at each other. The inn at night.
Last call for Christmas tree pickup.
Barb pats Peter's shoulder. They walk out the front door. Peter's dad appears. Peter turns around to look at him. He shuts the door behind him.
Tree.
He walks away. Sarah frowns. Peter ties a tree to the roof of the car.
Okay. Well, that one's good. That's the first one.
Here, toss this one up there, too. I need it for the inn.
Okay. Looks heavy. Oh, it is. Okay. There we go. Can you pass me the rope, Mom? There. Thank you.
Make sure they're on tight, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be snug as a bug on Christmas Eve.
Okay, I'm going to go pay for the tree, honey.
Oh, wait for me. I need to pay, too.
Okay.
Here, throw me the rope.
Oh, no. It's okay. I can get it from here.
No. Throw it to me. I was a Girl Scout for 7 consecutive years, so throw me the rope.
Okay, you sound a little proud about that.
You know what? I am kind of proud of that. And knots were my favorite, so.
He throws the rope over the tree.
Here we go.
Sarah ties it down.
Oh, that's some nice work there.
Oh.
You okay?
Nothing, it's fine. It's just a...
Let me take a look at it.
No, it's just a rope sliver. It's fine.
Peter walks over to her.
It's just a rope sliver. It's not a big deal.
Let me see. Our top Girl Scout has got herself a rope sliver, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Just kidding. I know these things can be the worst. Especially if they... Oh, there it is.
He pulls it out of her hand.
Oh, ow.
I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
What can I say? I was a Boy Scout for 7 consecutive years, and rope sliver pulling was
kind of my thing, so.
Thank you. You saved my finger.
Well, if it happens again, you know where to find me. I'll be here, at least, well, we're here on this trip, like tonight. I mean, together.
I know what you mean.
He finishes tying down the rope.
You know, I was thinking that after this, we should probably head back to the B&B, and tomorrow's a pretty big day, and we got a lot riding on it. We should probably get to work.
I'm ready for this pitch. I mean, this proposal is, it's my life. And keeping the spirit of Christmas alive does not involve going back and sitting in a hotel room. In fact, you know what? I think you need a little Christmas 101 spirit training.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're really that into Christmas.
What's not to be into? Christmas 365 spawned from me wanting to decorate earlier than the department stores do.
How much earlier? Like before Halloween?
Oh, I would do it before Easter if it was up to me. But the more I started developing it, I realized it's not just about decorations. It's about feeling.
Feeling what?
What other time of the year is as magical as this? Really. I mean, people go out of their way to help each other. It's the season of giving.
Peter turns to look at her.
I mean, why can't we all feel a little love 365 days a year?
He raises his eyebrows. Sarah opens the Christmas card.
Only 21 hours left. This better happen soon.
She puts the card back in her purse.
It's good.
Are you sure you can't stay? We got lots of room.
I know, Mom, but Lizzie's got two beautiful rooms all set up for us at the end.
Oh, make sure that you take her on the full tour because the downtown is so beautiful this time of year.
Are you sure you're okay with us walking? You don't need help. I mean, you have two trees.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a professional Christmas tree wrangler. We'll see you back at the end.
Lizzie gets in the car.
Oh, I love you, honey. I just wish you and your father would find a way to...
Mom, don't. It is what it is, and I would rather not talk about it.
Just remember, nobody's perfect, Peter. Not me, not you, not your dad. If you only knew how alike you two are, the stubbornness...
Mom.
She turns to Sarah.
It was lovely to meet you. Thank you for taking care of my son.
You are very welcome. It's so nice to meet you.
Best Christmas present ever.
Barb and Peter hug. Barb pats Sarah on the shoulder and gets in the car.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
She waves from inside the car. They drive away. Sarah studies Peter.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Listen, I'm sorry if I pushed you to go to your parents' house. I understand now that that wasn't easy for you.
You really are something.
He smiles at her.
So are you going to give me a tour of the town or what?
You've actually seen most of it, but we could walk down Main Street and it'll take us back to the inn.
All right.
It flurries. People talk and laugh in the street. A woman decorates a Christmas tree. Peter and Sarah walk together. She stops. She hits his back with a snowball. He throws a snowball at her. She throws another snowball at him. They continue walking.
You know, I thought a lot about what you said about the spirit of Christmas. And when I was a kid, I mean, I just loved it. I mean, Christmas was about wishes that always came true. And there was nothing better than
believing in the magic of it all.
That's the best part.
Right. Then you get older, and the lines begin to blur. And for me, that's when the magic faded.
How so?
Well, my dad made me choose between him and what I wanted. And when I chose what I wanted, my wishes, from my dad's perspective, the magic died.
I don't understand.
It was when I dropped out of law school. My dad had this dream of me joining him at his firm, being his partner, living in this town. It all sounded nice. But the only problem was that was his dream, not mine. And he took it pretty hard. Well, as you can see.
I'm sorry.
This pitch is one of the most important things to happen to my company in a really long time.
It's your Christmas wish.
He smiles.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Me talking. I think it's only fair that I ask you about your life. So.
Sure, ask away. All right. What would you like to know?
Well, there's one thing that I was wondering about. We've had a dozen meetings over a couple years, and you haven't said more than 5 words. Is that Dirk?
That wasn't Dirk. I don't know, I've always had a really hard time speaking up.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm serious. I guess I just was really shy.
Well, it seems like you got over it. And I, for one, am glad you did.
It was actually my dad who always encouraged me to speak up for myself. He passed away about 6 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. He's my best friend. I miss him so much, especially around Christmas.
Carolers sing in the street.
Like a herald angel sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful on ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
That was so beautiful.
That's great. Thank you, young lady. Any special requests?
Sure. What's your favorite Christmas carol?
I think you should pick it.
Oh, come on. Everyone has a favorite song. What is it?
Okay, Joy to the World.
The carolers look at each other and nod.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him. And heaven, nature, sing.
Peter and Sarah smile at each other. The Christmas lights twinkle. Back at the inn. Lizzie hangs an ornament on a tree inside.
Wow, look at this. This looks beautiful.
Not as beautiful as it will look once you guys decorate it. Brant already hit the hay, and I'm feeling spent after helping your parents with their tree, so this one is all yours.
Lizzie, I'd love to, but we gotta focus on the pitch a little bit. I think we both probably should.
Pitch Smitch, it's Christmas. I'll bring you a plate of decorated cookies and my world-famous pumpkin pie. It's the best pie this side of the Rockies.
That is true. You think she's bossy now. You should have seen her when I was a kid.
I heard that.
She brings a tray of cookies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Lizzie leaves the room.
Okay, you ready for this?
Sarah picks up an ornament.
So are you really working on Christmas? I mean, is work so all-consuming that you can't take one day off?
Well, the wheels of commerce keep on spinning, or so they say.
Yeah, but making people work on Christmas. It's Christmas. I mean, people shouldn't feel like their jobs are on the line if they don't want to work.
People's jobs would never be on the line.
But do you tell them that when you ask them to work?
It's a good point. I haven't. But I will. Thank you.
Good.
Well, for the record, though, I do pay them time and a half.
Oh, time and a half. You don't say.
Oh, you don't think that's fair?
Well, now that you're asking, I'm going to tell you. No, I don't. I think that you should be paying them at least double. And I also think you should do something really nice for them, like get them presents or bring them Christmas dinner. You know, with holiday crackers, like the little things that you crack open and they have prizes inside. Oh, and stockings. Everyone should have a stocking that Santa can fill.
Anything else?
You should write their names on the stockings. That'd be a really nice touch.
Okay. Now, how am I supposed to do that?
I'm sure if you wrap your head around it and think about it a little, you can figure something out.
They smile at each other.
This trip has not been anything like I expected it to be.
Oh. You're wishing you were here with Dirk, right? Is that what you wanted to say? Because you can say it.
Okay. You are so refreshingly honest. It is really nice to spend time with you. And you're so open and you speak your mind. I'm really happy that I got to take this trip with you and get to know you. I had a really good time today.
Me too.
They look at each other.
The tree looks great. I mean, I think it's finished, right?
It is at that.
I should probably get upstairs and, you know, finish my... We'll just review everything for tomorrow.
Yes. Me too. You want a midnight snack?
Yes.
She takes a cookie.
I just have to say, I think your Christmas spirit has improved tremendously.
Oh, yeah?
In Christmas 365, that's what it's all about. You know, everything that we did today. So, good night.
Good night.
She smiles and walks away. Peter sighs and shakes his head.
I feel the drum of my heart beating. Will this Christmas dream come?
Sarah lies awake in bed. Peter looks at his phone in bed. He sets it aside. He lies back. He gazes out the window with a smile. Morning at the inn.
I only have 5 hours left on my wish. What if our meeting gets pushed again, Molly? I know, I'm just worried that we're cutting it too close. He said that I was refreshingly honest, and that's what he's expecting me to bring to this pitch. But my time is running out.
Don't worry so much. You still have 5 hours. The meeting's not going to get pushed again. Taylor's not going to want to drag this on until Christmas.
Actually, I have to go. Wish me luck.
So much luck. Thanks.
Peter comes downstairs.
Great.
He wears a suit and carries a briefcase.
Hi, you all set to go?
Yeah. Ready if you are.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yes, I'm... Yeah, I...
You sure?
Honest truth, I'm nervous, but I'm confident. I mean, I'm ready. I know I'm more than ready.
Well, perfect. Just stay focused on...
I've just also never done anything like this before. And I know we have a lot riding on it.
And I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to disappoint myself.
Listen, I'm nervous too. I mean, who wouldn't be, right? And I don't want to disappoint you either. Just be yourself.
Sarah nods.
Maybe not quite as bold, though.
Great.
We got this.
Thanks.
They stand up. We move over a snowy landscape. People walk outside the ski lodge. Peter and Sarah sit on a bench outside.
So the thing to remember is don't take anything this guy says or does personally.
I can't believe he has us waiting outside in the snow.
I know. The stories of how difficult this guy can be are legendary. It's just his way.
Great.
Don't let it throw you. Okay. The work that you did on this pitch speaks for itself. You got nothing to worry about.
Thanks.
So how about we get in there? I do the introductions, let you get set up, and then when I give you the sign, go for it.
Okay. So just wait for the sign and go for it. Mm-hmm. Great. One thing, though. What is the sign?
How about, Sarah, you take it from here.
Just Sarah, you take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I can remember that.
A woman comes outside.
He's ready for you.
Okay.
Tell her she's completely authorized to disperse those funds. It's in the memo from last week. She should have it.
Sarah and Peter enter.
I put that in an email blast a long time ago. That was our original plan B, you know that. You'll get a copy. Okay, thanks. I'll get back to you. So, let me get this straight. I already saw a pitch that I signed off on, and you two want to somehow persuade me into changing my mind. That about cover it?
Mr. Taylor, it is an honor to meet you. I'm Peter Williams, and this is my colleague.
Oh, no. Why don't you guys just go ahead and grab a table? I have a brief meeting. I'll be right there. And order me a hot toddy, will you? Make it double.
They all sit down.
Okay, Peter Williams, Marketing of Chicago, Illinois. You've got 2 minutes. Amaze me.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to meet with us. I think what you're going to find, we have...
Of course I want a window. Why are you bothering me with this?
He wears a headset on one ear.
If that's your pitch, let's just hear it. Clock's ticking.
Great. I was just waiting for my computer to boot up.
The loading symbol lights up on the screen.
But, I'll get started. So when we were looking at your account, it didn't take long to realize that you're...
Did you tell them that it's me? We are not waiting 20 minutes for a table. You have them seat you right now. Unless they prefer I take it up with Randall Walker, a close personal friend of mine who just happens to own this place.
Wilson sits back down.
Let's just cut to the chase, shall we?
Great. Okay, well, it boils down to a campaign that we call Christmas 365. It's about something more than just shopping. It's about having the spirit of Christmas in your heart every day of the year.
Now you're talking. Sit tight, I'm on my way.
May I continue?
It's gonna be much longer, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart, that's...
Sarah stares at him.
Wow. You do know that we came all the way from Chicago just to see you. We've traveled very far out of our way to have this meeting. The least you could do is treat us with a little respect.
Careful, Missy. Treading on thin ice here.
Why would you even say that? It's patently obvious you have no interest in anything we have to say.
You know, I think what we could do is just take back a couple steps and...
Any maybe... pitch about the spirit of Christmas is clearly wasted on you.
Very well. This meeting's over.
Over? That's just... It's kind of hilarious because you actually never even let us get started, but... And you know what? It's actually too bad because someone like you could really benefit from a little Christmas spirit. But that's okay. Because we'll just take Christmas 365 somewhere else, and we'll infuse their brand with the spirit of giving and community year-long, and you know what? When their sales skyrocket, which they will, because, you know, give and you shall receive, you'll still just be sitting here, talking to your little buddy on your little thing, wondering how you could have possibly treated me like this. Is there anything you want to add?
No, that about covers it.
I mean, can you believe that guy?
So when you said you had never done anything like this before, you weren't exaggerating, were you? I mean, did I not just give you a heads up in there with that guy?
No.
I mean, could have sworn I gave you a heads up.
I know, and I'm sorry. It just, I couldn't stop myself. But that guy, we were never going to close with him. I'm sure of it.
We'll never know now, will we?
He was on his phone the entire time, Peter.
What does that have to do with anything? That is what guys like that do. They multitask.
Okay, but that...
And I told you, this man is notoriously difficult. I told you, do not take it personally.
Okay, how was I not supposed to take that personally?
That guy doesn't even know who you are. I doubt that he even knows your name. And even if he did, so what?
He called me sweetheart. It was disrespectful.
We needed that account.
I'm aware of that.
The only thing that mattered here, the only thing, was landing that account. And if that meant putting up with Mr. Taylor, acting like a jerk, then who cares?
I care. Because I don't want to be treated like I'm some sort of idiot. Like I don't matter. Everyone matters.
He's a client, Sarah. Not your colleague. Nor does he have to be our friend.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just let me go in. I can talk to him.
Uh-uh. That is not happening.
Please, I can fix this.
It's over. Let it go.
Peter walks away. Sarah stares after him. People walk in the airport. Sarah and Peter sit next to each other.
They're boarding. We should probably go.
They stand up and face each other.
I'm going to fly out tomorrow.
But you're not going with me?
I'm just going to stay in town one more day. There's a few things I have to take care of.
Peter, are you trying to avoid me? Because...
I'm not trying to avoid you. There's just a few things I have to take care of.
How many times can I apologize? I am so sorry. I truly am.
You were going to miss your flight. I promised I would have you home by Christmas, and that's tomorrow.
So I make one mistake, and that's just it?
You're going to miss your flight.
He turns and walks away. He stops and looks back at her. She stares at him. He turns and leaves. Sarah takes out her Christmas card. The text inside disappears.
That's it. It's over. My wish is done.
She frowns. She puts the card back in her purse. A woman sets a mug down next to Courtney. Courtney picks up her phone.
What can I do for you, Sarah?
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you, Courtney, but I was just hoping you might have some information that I need.
You were the one who made the arrangements for the Christmas party, right?
Mm-hmm, like I do every year.
Okay, I know this is gonna sound strange, but I was hoping that you could give me the number for the Santa that you hired.
I beg your pardon?
The Santa Claus. I spoke with him for a couple of minutes, and I just
wanted to follow up about something.
But this is important, I swear. I wouldn't ask if it wasn't.
Well, I wish I could help you out, but I'm sorry, Sarah.
But what?
Well, I didn't hire Santa. I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
There was no Santa at the party?
Like I said,
no Santa Claus.
Seriously?
Seriously?
What's the big deal?
Nothing. It's just, I really liked the gift that he gave me, and I wanted to ask for another one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah.
I wish I could help you, but...
Look, if you liked it so much...
Why don't you just give it to yourself?
There's no rule that says that you can't, you know.
Thank you.
Courtney smiles.
I just need 2 minutes.
She holds the Christmas card in one hand. Back at the ski lodge, Sarah talks to Wilson's assistant inside.
Look, I know our meeting got off on the wrong foot, but I really believe that Mr. Taylor will love what we have to show him if I could just have 2 more minutes of his time.
I'm sorry, but no. Mr. Taylor will not see you. Not now, not ever.
I can't believe this is happening.
As you might imagine, Mr. Taylor is not one for making empty threats.
Look, I know I was out of bounds, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have acted that way, but you have to admit, we weren't even given a fair shot at making our pitch.
If you wish to call our office and ask to reschedule, that's your prerogative. I can assure you, however, that a second meeting will not be happening.
Sarah looks down.
Thank you.
She walks away. She walks downstairs with all her bags in her arms. She sees Wilson walking outside. A man opens the door of a large limo for him. Sarah stares. The man shuts the limo door. Wilson sits inside the limo with a binder.
I'm not seeing it, Nerissa. I see page after page of boilerplate. I'm not finding the actual deal memo anywhere.
Sarah gets in the limo.
Call you back. What are you doing?
I can't go back to the way I was. I won't be that person anymore. I can't be that person anymore. So I'd like another chance to talk. Just you and me.
Peter gets out of a car at his parents' house. The porch is decorated with garlands and lights. He looks in through the window and knocks on the front door. He goes inside.
Dad!
At the office building, employees chat inside. Peter walks in with platters of food.
All right, people, wrap it up. Our customers are going to have to find a way to get along without us for the next couple hours.
Brian stands up.
And we got plenty for everybody.
He sets down a platter of meat.
Boss, is this?
Oh, yeah, you bet. It's Christmas dinner.
He shakes a bag.
You got us gifts?
Peter throws the bag at Brian.
Awesome.
Thank you, everybody, for being here with me on Christmas. And I just want to remind you, those of you that have family at home, you're free to leave anytime you want. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I think you're missing something, though. You can't have Christmas dinner without dessert.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Do you think that we would let you spend Christmas by yourself after what you did?
Okay. There's a light out in your elevator.
Dad.
They hug.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for coming home and straightening me out.
He pats Peter on the shoulder.
I love you, son.
I love you too, Dad.
Barb sighs. Lizzie pats her shoulder.
Wow, look at this place. You've done good. Don't know about the decor.
Okay, if you two are done, I think the food's getting cold.
Right. Okay. As of right now, we are officially too busy stuffing our faces to do anything that even resembles actual work. And did I tell you guys, I'm paying you double today.
Oh. And I'm going to top it off with my world-famous pumpkin pie.
In which case, you're all in for a big treat. This is the best pumpkin pie west of the Rockies, right? Or so I've been told. Really, looks like you found your Christmas spirit.
Can you stay? You're more than welcome. Even though you are a Packers girl.
Thank you, but I actually can't stay. I just wanted to give you this.
She hands Peter an envelope.
And wish you Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, you guys.
She exits. Peter opens the envelope and reads a paper inside. His eyes widen. He smiles. The elevator door opens. Sarah gets out of the elevator. Peter runs up to her.
You closed the Wilson Taylor account.
Wow, I mean, I'm impressed. I'm not sure I want it, but I'm impressed.
Of course you want it. You need it. Jobs are depending on it. And he's just a client. He doesn't have to be your friend. And surprisingly, you might actually come to like him. You just have to kind of tell him who's boss first. I should let you get back upstairs to your celebration.
Sarah.
They face each other.
You really are something. You know that?
You've said that before, but I'm not sure if it's a good thing or not.
I can assure you it's a good thing.
They look at each other.
Well, I should go get back to my mom and sister. They're waiting.
What if I told you I wanted you to stay? Even if it's just for a little while.
I would tell you I'd like that. I'd like that very much. But I have to be back by 8.
10.
Don't push your luck.
They kiss. They smile. Platters of food sit on the table at the office. People eat and chat with each other.
I can't even do it.
Peter and Sarah enter the room. Santa appears in the corner. He gestures to Sarah. She stares at him. She looks at Peter.
Is everything okay?
She looks back over at where Santa stood. He's gone.
Yeah. It's perfect.
They face each other. They stand under a ball of mistletoe. They kiss. Sarah and Peter join the party inside. Lizzie gives Sarah a hug. Peter's dad gives Sarah a hug. Peter puts his arms around Brian and another employee. They chat with each other and eat.